We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Some California lawmakers are aiming to physically stop your car from speeding.
There's been an evolution on this, from a device that would physically stop your car from speeding to a device that just warns you that you're speeding so far over the speed limit. Let's check in now with KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, how did this evolution take place?
Yeah, we're talking from brakes to a buzz to now a beep. You know, Scott Wiener, state senator from San Francisco, is really concerned about traffic fatalities in the state. And there are quite a few, and a lot of them are linked to speeding. And he proposed a law that would require new cars in California down the line, starting in 2029, to include what they called a governor. That would be something that you couldn't go over 10 miles over the speed limit. Once you hit that, it would automatically stop you or slow you down. You couldn't go over that. Now, that was proposed in January, and I got to say, it did not go over well, even though the concept has the backing of the National Transportation Safety Board and is probably going to be some sort of forms of this implemented in other countries. What it turned out to be was, the minute this thing was proposed, you had Fox News and everybody climbing all over it, saying this is another example of California's nanny state mentality, and even Governor Newsom saying, hey, it's a presidential election year. I'm not sure we want to be driving in this lane right now.
American drivers, we like the ability to go a little faster.
I understand that. Now, so what Wiener did said, okay, first he said, okay, the brakes are off. We're not going to try to mandate, you know, that you can't go over it. All right. So then the next thing says, well, how about a warning system? And, you know, we have a lot of these in our cars these days, these new sensor systems in the newer cars with cameras in the back and sensors telling you whether you're getting too close on the left or the right. There's even sensors out there that tell you if you're crossing over a lane line or getting too close to it. But then they said, well, what kind of warning system are you talking about here? And some people said, well, would it be like a continuous buzz that, you know, as long as you were riding over 10 miles over the limit, you would be getting screamed at by your car? And that didn't go over well. So they decided, how about would we have like a single beep? So when Margie goes 10 miles over the limit, when she's passing three cars on the right, she gets one beep when she goes over 10, and that's it. So that's where it stands right now. It passed out of committee 8-4, which is kind of the minimum to move it on. We'll see how long it lasts. But like I said, this is one that came into roadblocks about people, their cars, and also a bit of the presidential politics, which I think we're going to see more of this year as the legislative session continues.
So you've seen Margie drive, have you? Okay. Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer. He'll be back this afternoon at 5:50.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.